News on the best shows in the Flint Hills.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. We're talking Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and we have Economic Development Director Trent Armbrust and Region Reimagined Program Director Christy Rodriguez joining us here. In this next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about Manhattan. We're talking brackets a little bit here.
We are talking brackets. It's March Madness.
That's right.
Go Cats.
Good save there. Manhattan has been named one of 16 finalists in the 2019 Strongest Town Contest here, hosted by national nonprofit Strong Towns. Tell us a little bit more about this training.
Yeah, Strong Towns is a national think tank on community development and town development and doing it in a sustainable way. And they have published a series of books. They have incredible participation in their programs. And again, a true thought leader in community development. And they are doing a competition that is really looking at communities. You had to apply. And these are communities that are developing economic and community development growth strategies and doing it in a way that is sustainable. And so we applied. There's a group of individuals from the community that submitted us, and we are in the final Sweet 16. And what's important is, to advance, we need people to get on and vote and support us. And the voting closes today at 11:59. So if you're out there listening, go to strongtowns.org and you can find the vote. But it's also on the KMAN website and Facebook pages. And so we really appreciate the support of KMAN on this competition.
And going up against Pensacola, Florida.
Florida, yeah. It's really interesting. If you go on their site and read about each community, there's a great description. And I think we'll all learn something reading about Pensacola for sure. But also, I imagine a lot of people, there's stuff happening in Manhattan that they don't realize. So I would encourage you to go to the website and read it. And again, you can get on the KMAN website to find that link.
How do they do the seating? Is that not just kind of thrown together? Or?
That's magical.
All right. Because I wanted to see if maybe Manhattan was a one seed and Pensacola was a 16 and maybe
I don't know how they seeded the teams. Yeah. I'm sure there's some formula. Selection committee.
Well, we hope the Manhattan could be one of the higher.
So, yeah, seeds. Encourage everyone to get on there and vote and share this link with your friends, and let's get Manhattan to the Elite Eight.
Westwood, Kansas is in the Sweet 16. Westwood.
We have a Westwood.
I'm like, where's that?
I don't know.
Is that outside of Kansas City?
Westwood.
It is. It's a city in Johnson County. It's the second most densely populated in the Kansas City metropolitan area. Population of 1506 on a total of 262 acres.
I'll have to look that one up.
That's less than a half section.
Yes.
In farm talk.
Right.
All
right. Well, you can vote on that.
How many rods is that?
That's a different measurement system.
All right, we're going to move on from Dave.
What are you trying to say, Trent?
Let's talk about state economic development, shall we, Brandon?
Yeah, let's do that.
Fine.
As we've talked before on the show, the efforts of the state in economic development and in our communities should not be underestimated, the impact that has. And over the past few years, we've seen a decline in that, and we're really excited about the new efforts and the new atmosphere in Topeka, helping rebuild the Department of Commerce. And that is something that we stay very active in Manhattan, because that has a direct effect on our pipeline of recruitment. But also, a lot of people don't realize the Department of Commerce, actually their largest area is workforce. And so as we've talked about already, the importance of talent leading, and really that determines the outcome of our community, is the quality of the talent that's here. And talent attracts companies. Talent is what allows existing businesses to grow. And so the Department of Commerce has a lot of programs. Some of those are federal pass-through programs, but they work a lot with workforce. We have a workforce center in town that's actually a Kansas Department of Commerce office that's in Manhattan. So we continue to work very closely with the Department of Commerce, their leadership, their staff, but then also working with the state legislature. As the state legislature pushes for more transparency, which we support, but also as we work on program evaluation at the state level, We want to make sure that we're at the table with them as they craft new tools, as they evaluate the existing tools and modify those to make sure that what's being done is actually something that we can use in Manhattan and use across the state. So we've spent a lot of time in Topeka, especially during the legislative session, but we will continue to do that during the summer and fall as we continue to build those relationships. Another part that we're doing this year from a regional standpoint, and that's in our Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership, which is between Pottawatomie County and Manhattan, we have joined what's called Team Kansas, and that is where we travel with the Department of Commerce to other communities. I just went to Phoenix, and we meet with site selectors. We meet with corporate consultants that assist companies with expansion and site location decisions. And it's important to have those relationships because when those opportunities pop up, as with many projects, and as we talked about with Christy, you have to have those relationships ahead of time so that when that moment comes, when that opportunity comes, that relationship is there, the trust is there. And so we're doing a series of visits at different cities to visit with those site professionals. I go to New York City in April, and again, we have full days of meetings with these in different corporate offices to meet and really learn also about what are corporations looking for, what are their priorities, and then also these consultants can tell us who's looking to expand, who's looking to grow, who's looking to put a new office or a new warehouse or a new research lab in somewhere in the world. And so we want to be able to work with them and make sure that Manhattan, Kansas, and this region is at the top of their mind.
And obviously, it's all about recruiting jobs here, but good-paying jobs. That's always a key.
Yep. When we look at recruiting companies, we want to make sure that they have the right fit for this community. And the right fit means size of the business. We can't take a 1,000-person company right now and just plop them into Manhattan because we don't have the talent to do that. We don't have the sheer numbers in the workforce to do that. So, is it the right size? Does it match the talent that we have in this area? Because we want to make sure that when we recruit a company here that they're successful. And so that's part of the matchmaking that goes on is what is our talent base, what is our physical infrastructure, and is that a match for that corporation?
Can I ask you, how does that translate with housing? Because a lot of communities deal with housing shortages. Are you guys involved with that piece of the conversation too?
And I'm going to look at Christy to chime in a little bit on housing, but housing is absolutely critical because that talent has to have some place to live. And as we look at Manhattan, we've talked about, we're more expensive in the housing than comparable communities in the region. But we also have to look at our level of pay, and I'll let Christy chime in a little bit on that.
Right. So as a region, we are looking at housing as one of the key components of our built environment work group. Each county has kind of its own dynamic in the world of housing. They each have separate challenges. And so one of the things that I've been thinking about is how do we bring all that together using kind of the same methodology, looking at it from a holistic standpoint? How can each county and community support each other in their housing challenges, even though they're all very different? So I've been working kind of behind the scenes trying to identify ways to kind of lay that groundwork to then identify some key data that then will help us move to that next step. But I think that creating a variety of housing options is going to be a key, that regardless of your age and level of income, that we as a region are providing housing options for everyone, the millennials may want to live in a place that doesn't require as much maintenance, that's walk-friendly, that they're not commuting as far. And in some cases, they're okay with that. So identifying really what the views are of the community and matching the housing options according to what the demands are.
All right. I've heard a lot about that. Yeah, the walkability is a big thing, especially a lot of millennials are moving into downtown spaces in communities. So I don't know if that'll become a trend here or not. We'll see, maybe. But
we'll see. We're going to listen to everybody, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
And then one other topic, Brandon. Manhattan Business Park, on Tuesday night, the City Commission approved an option for purchase property out there by another company. And this is a company that is in the pet food arena. They are an innovative company that helps other pet food companies innovate new products. And it's called Incuvate, and we're excited about that possibility of them locating in Manhattan. And that continues to build the strength around really food and food safety and ingredient, new ingredients, novel ingredient combination, nutrition. All of those pieces come together. And we, you know, we talk about pet food. That's a huge industry. But it also bleeds over into human food. As we look at novel ingredients such as insects, not saying there's insects in your pet food, but I'm saying as we look at those new protein sources over time, you know, pet food in some ways leads in that arena. And it also, with the new Food Safety Modernization Act rules that came out a few years ago, the food safety, whether you're making a pet food product or a human food product, is basically the same standard now. So as we train students in this area, as we train professionals, and we do training through AIB, through Kansas State University around food safety, this all starts to come together and strengthens the assets that we currently have in this region.
All right. Well, that's good to hear that we've got that company coming up here. All right. Well, next week, I know you have a new leadership taking over. I know Karen Hibbard's been there in the interim since Lyle Butler retired.
Yep. Karen's been double duting for a few weeks, so she's looking forward to Monday morning when Jason Smith starts as the new president and CEO of the chamber. Right. And I know Jason's in transition and getting up here and trying to get settled this weekend, and then we'll start him out with meetings on Monday, and we're filling his calendar. So he's going to get off to a quick start, and he's going to visit with as many people as possible, much like Christy's been doing, and start building those relationships.
All right. See a little bit of see a change there at the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and we all thank Lyle for all the work he's done here for the community.
Absolutely.
So anything else before we go?
No, I just want to say that I just left the Downtown Manhattan Incorporated board meeting right before this, and I know H&M was announced, and that was talked about last month at the radio show, but they'll be opening in the fall of 2019. We talked about the CID, which is Community Improvement District, which is a new tool, economic development tool, and the mall that was passed for the mall, and they start those revenue collections on April 1st, so we'll start seeing some activity there. And then I know that there's some vacancies in downtown, and I was assured by Gina Scroggs that there are good things coming and that we just need to be patient, and announcements will be coming soon.
Okay.
So it's exciting news in downtown.
Very good. Well, that'll wrap things up here, I guess. Dave, anything else you wanted to?
I just have a text here I wanted to pass along to you. Tell Trent your class produced better leaders. That's a quote. Text message directly to me.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. 2006.
2008. Go Cats.
Well, at least we could all agree on that. Even Christy agrees on that.
Absolutely. I am a Wildcat.
She is a Wildcat. She wears purple all the time.
All the time.
You know, who was it? Was it Barry Brown at the end of the game or something like that? Senior day? Did a Go Cats on three? 1, 2, 3, and everybody went Go Cats?
Go Cats.
Can we do that? 1, 2, 3?
Go Cats!
How about that? Funny how that worked out, huh? Tomorrow on In Focus, we'll be visiting with Bob Koppel. He's the president of Ascension Via Christi. Jim Frankie's also going to be here talking about a spaghetti feed fundraiser that the Manhattan Breakfast Optimist organization is hosting. That's tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon on K-Man. Get those brackets done. You got an hour to do so.
Shop local. From flooring to inspiration to expert advice, Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan. News on the hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans.
I'm Jim Taylor. The fire is out, but the air is bad. CBS's Gary Nunn joins us live with the latest developments in that petrochemical fire.